How exciting. Wow, this just leaves me breathless.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Drake's mom nominated you. Drake, you want to come on over here? How about a round of applause for Mrs. Kitchen? You think your teacher's pretty special, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, what? You tell us. What was it? You get candy. How do you get candy in this classroom?
You get to move your clip up.
Oh, okay. Get to move the clip up. How can I get a piece of candy? I don't have a clip, but as KFM's Teacher of the Month, we've got the Big Red Apple Award there for you. Oh, so wow. We'll give that to you. We'll get it engraved. We also have from Gelsberg Flower Company a beautiful dish garden that you get to keep. And Tompkins State Bank has some prizes for you as well. So a $100 gift card and some other goodies.
This really leaves me speechless. You know, every day I just love to come to school because it's just students like Drake that just leaves every day with excitement in my heart and just a longing to teach them. And Drake, I'm just so honored that you thought of me because there's so many good teachers. And it's just an excitement and overwhelming wow today, Drake. Thank you.
How many years have you been teaching?
This is my 17th year.
Here in the United School District?
No, I've been with United the past 6 years.
Okay. Now, did you have a favorite teacher? Or was there somebody that inspired you to become a teacher?
Well, you know what? Actually, it was a favorite principal that made me decide to become a teacher. And I actually started as a teacher's aide, and he just kind of directed me. And I had a lot of colleagues along the way, and they were wonderful teachers, and they just made me go for what I love to do, and that's the love for teaching kids.
Is there anything that's changed in teaching since when you first started?
Oh, that's a big question. A lot of changes. Every day you see that, you know, funding's a big thing that changes. But I think, you know, most of all, the changes have been good ones.
Now, is there what are some of the challenges facing teachers today?
I think just the diversity in the classroom that we're seeing more right now.
Is there one thing that makes all the hard work, the extra time that you have to put in, sometimes your own money that you have to put in, is there anything, one thing that makes it all worth it?
Definitely. You know, every year I just got an email last year that just was so exciting because it was actually a student that I had probably 8 years ago. And I still remember her to this day, but she wrote me a nice email saying how I had influenced her life. And it's just, you know, when you get those hugs every day and you see those students come to you and, you know, they know you care and we care for them. And it's just, you know, exciting to just hear them come back and say thank you, just like Drake did today.
Now, is there one thing that you would, what word of advice would you give new teachers?
Funny that you should ask that because I have a student teacher right here. And I think she knows that the one thing I kind of stress to her, time management is always very important. But not only that, to just know your kids and know have a knowledge of your students because it's very important to know where they come from, where they want to go.
Once again, congratulations for being named Teacher of the Month.
Thank you. Thank you.